Well, at least two people have been killed and dozens more wounded after an explosion in a busy shopping district in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore. The explosion took place at in the Lohari Gate area, a densely packed neighborhood consisting of small shops packed into narrow crisscrossing streets. And this happened, of course, on Thursday afternoon, a little while back. Joining us this evening is Kamran Minhas, Deputy Secretary General, Defense of Human Rights Pakistan. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kamran.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm here.
And shukriya aapka for joining us this evening here in South Africa. Bomb blast in Lahore. Give us the details. What do we know so far? Have any groups claimed responsibility and what are their demands?
Okay. According to the Pakistan...
I think we'll try and get Brother Kamran on a better line out there, dropping that line for him. We'll try and maybe get him on a on his telephone line as well. Let's try how that works out. And this is, of course, on the back of that bomb blast out there in Lahore. And let's try once again. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kamran. Apologies for those line. You can go ahead and answer the question and the comments.
Okay, as you have told your listener that this took place in the heart of Lahore. It is a very famous market named Anarkali Bazaar. Part of Pakistan media has reported 27 wounded and 2 died. Out of those 27, only 4 are still in the hospital. The rest has been discharged. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, Brother Kamran. Go ahead.
Okay. And so far, no group has claimed the responsibility, according to the Pakistani media. But to a Twitter accounts which are known to me, one of them is belong to from Balochistan, and they call themselves Baloch United Army. That Twitter accounts claim the responsibility of this incident, but it is not reported on the Pakistani media.
You know, Brother Kamran, I mean, this particular organization here, and Baluchi separatists, or Baloch separatists as they might be known, have they been responsible in the past for attacks? And of course, it is a mere speculation whether they are responsible. No official news account has been given. But in previous years, have they staged any attacks, be it in Lahore, Islamabad, or Pakistan, or Karachi, which would, of course, be the main centers?
According to my knowledge, there was only one major incident claimed by the Baloch separatists that took place in a couple of years ago in Karachi, but not in Lahore or Islamabad. This is, I think, one of the very few, or maybe the first incident to have carried out in Lahore.
Brother Kamran, I mean, Pakistan has... Go ahead. We'll try one more time and try and get Brother Kamran on a clearer line out there. And in a developing story, no doubt, and he's in the middle of the city center there somewhere in Lahore. This is on the back of the bomb blast that took place in Anarkali. Now, many people who have visited Lahore over the years, although, you know, it tends to be more of a less visited city, know exactly the location thereof. Brother Kamran, apologies once again. We seem to be dropping that line. However, you know, it's an interesting developing story that we no doubt want to keep, updated with. Brother Kamran, you were mentioning that this particular group might have been responsible for one attack in Karachi, but this is the first time it seems to be in Lahore or Islamabad.
yes, this seems to be the first time.
You know, there seems to have been, Brother Kamran, a number of attacks, small-scale attacks targeting policemen, security forces and civilians now in recent weeks. You know, is this, has there any reason been given, or is it merely criminality? Those smaller attacks that have been seen, are they considered to be criminal attacks, or are they terrorist-related?
In the last 15 days, police personnel have been attacked 8 policemen, police parties have been attacked in Islamabad territories in the last 15 days. And there has been some other reports of some other likewise incidents in other parts of the country. But this explosion that took place in Lahore today looks to be something different from other incidents.
Kamran, you know...
Should I continue?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I think that today's, I am only theorizing and it is not a report. It is only my conjecture that today's explosion looks to be a message from someone to some other party, because the wounded persons are only those people who took injuries like falling from explosion or impact of the explosion, but that IED device did not contain any shrapnels like nails or other metal parts. It looks to be a message from someone that they are capable of doing it, but they did not intended to kill many people. It is my assumption or analysis of the situation.
Moving on to Pakistan's government and the Taliban, that is the Pakistan Taliban. What is the relationship currently between the government of Pakistan and what is considered as the Pakistani Taliban? We know that there might have been negotiations in the past, between both of them freeing some of their major leaders. Is there any movement in that regard?
I cannot report anything concrete about that because there are so many conflicting statements by the officials of the government of Pakistan. But one thing can be surmised or can be said more surely, that definitely Pakistan wants stability in Afghanistan, and that's why at least they are in good relationship with the Taliban of Afghanistan. But I'm not sure about what is going on between Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan and Pakistan.
Brother Kamran, I mean, the mood currently in Lahore, it's been a while, since such bomb blasts have been seen. We've seen in previous years, many years ago, there were such type of, incidences. But after a long, long time, this has targeted a major city like Lahore. How are the citizens feeling? Are they, is there a sense of insecurity in the city? Is there a visible police and army presence? From your observation, what can you see?
There's not much sense of insecurity right now in Lahore, because Lahore has witnessed many bigger incidents than what has took place today. I think presently the situation is like moderate in Lahore.
Brother Kamran Minhas, shukran for your time this evening and for giving us some information at least regarding the attacks in Lahore, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Allah Hafiz.